For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, two momentous things happening today and tonight. Of course, the release of the pre-recorded Curtain Up celebration. So it's the start of the new theatrical year. And you can watch that anywhere from tonight through the next week. It's a $10 donation, though you're allowed to donate more. And the Theater District Association of Western New York is partnering with the Theater Alliance of Buffalo to do that. But it's another important new year because tonight is Rosh Hashanah. And so we thought it would be fun to have the founder and artistic director of Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York, Saul Elkin, join us, and he's here with us today. Welcome, Saul.
Thank you, Tony. It's good to be here, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy Jewish New Year.
Happy New Year, Peter.
Yes. Do you have a ram's horn there? Are you going to blow the shofar for us?
No? No, I don't. I have a good wish.
It's not till tonight, Peter.
Oh, at sundown, he'll do it.
Right.
Okay.
But Saul, we are interested because this is a year unlike other years because of the pandemic. And Jewish Rep, I think, has done some creative things to accommodate the limitations of social distancing. And I was hoping that you could tell us what you've planned for the season.
Well, what we've decided to do in the absence of an audience in our theater is to do stage readings that we will videotape and offer as a package to our audiences so that they will be able to see and hear, even though they don't come to the theater. I think the lovely thing about this is that all our audiences will need is the link to watch the shows and a computer. And they could be anywhere. They could be in their living rooms. They could be in Canada. They could be anywhere in the world.
Well, Saul, I know the alleyway currently has Current 716. It's pre-shot. You can subscribe and watch. Irish Classical is going to be offering a videotaped play. It seems to be the thing. But are these new plays, experimental plays?
Some are new, and two of them are plays we have done before in a slightly different form. But three of the plays are brand new by playwrights from all over the place. Our first play, for example, Bar Mitzvah Boy, is by a Canadian playwright. We're doing a play called Exquisite Potential by an American playwright, Stephen Kaplan. We're reprieving Beau Geste, which is a play we have done before, live in the theater.
And is one of the most popular current plays in the Jewish repertoire.
Exactly so.
What interests me especially with COVID, so a Canadian playwright can't come to Buffalo, but you're still, through technology, able to have access to this playwright and to give your audience access to this playwright.
Absolutely, and he is willing to do whatever social media we can possibly do so that he can speak about himself, his play, and perhaps even answer questions from audiences who are watching. So all of our playwrights have agreed that they are willing to do this.
More so than before the pandemic.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I was kind of wondering, because you've mentioned a couple of important issues. One, anyone has access no matter where they are. Well, there are people who have accessibility issues just anyway. And then the ability to enrich the experience by having access to authors. I'm wondering, do you think any of this will linger or change the way you think about programming Jewish Repertory Theater, even when the pandemic is over?
I think it will, Tony. I think we will, of course, do live theater if we're allowed to bring people into the theater. But I think we'll continue to do this sort of online version of theater that we're doing now. We may do it in a more elaborate way, but I think it will always be a part of our season from now on.
Well, following up on what you, Saul, and also Tony said, how about a blend where perhaps you develop the play online and maybe we could all participate in that, see it in a workshop, comment or whatever, and then maybe go to the theater live the next year and see the play. Would that work?
I think that's a possibility. And I think the reverse is also a possibility. We can begin with a live performance and then transfer it to video and open it up to a much larger, broader audience.
But I've got to say, the one thing you'll never be able to do online, those fabulous opening night parties at the Jewish Repertory Theater.
Oh, I know. We won't be able to share wine and snacks together.
Well, I must tell people to go to the Jewish Repertory Theater website and read the little blurbs about the five plays. They're hilarious. The first one, Bar Mitzvah Boy, opens on November 5th. And the blurb begins, a non-observant Jewish grandfather and successful divorce attorney decides he needs to have a bar mitzvah ASAP. That's going to be great.
And that's an interesting play. And Peter Palmisano is playing that role.
I also love Exquisite Potential. That's next year in January. All parents think their children are brilliant. That's true. What a great opening line.
But these parents think their child is the Messiah.
Yeah, that's not uncommon either.
Right.
Saul, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you and Jewish Rep a sweet year.
Thank you very much, Tony. Happy holiday to you and to Peter, and we hope your audience will join our videoed productions.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.